This recording, New Hampshire 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I live in Merrimack, New Hampshire. I have been here for almost 20 years. I've been married for almost 20 years. I have two teenage daughters, which is one of the most trying things I have ever tried to do, live and survive in this atmosphere. I'm a teacher, special ed teacher. I work with 5 and 6 year olds, and I've been doing that for, this is my 14th year. I've been teaching special needs children for 22 years, and I love it. I just find it very rewarding. I skipped most of the family, didn't I? I wonder if that was a Freudian slip. Let's see, my husband is a teacher. Oh, I should talk about the Krista McAuliffe sabbatical that I've just applied for. I'm really hoping I get it. That is, they grant one teacher in the state of New Hampshire a sabbatical, a full-paid sabbatical for a year to work on a creative and innovative project. And mine will be Dr. You Can Do Science. It's a curriculum that I've designed for teaching science to 5, 6, 7, and 8 year old children, and it's awesome. Maybe you'll read about me. Sports, I love sports. I love to ski, and I'm just learning how to snowboard, which I'm smoking on the slopes. I love to water ski, swim, bike ride, run, walk, dance, anything moving, as hyperactive people love to do. Plans. I have big plans for the doctor. Dr. Science, I've already talked to you about that. That's a goal of mine, to spread the word and make some money. That would be sweet. I'm taking saxophone lessons for a year and a half, and I'm much better than I was a year ago. I really love to play the saxophone. I won't play that for you now, though, so that'll be a good thing. Oh, photography. I've been shooting pictures for a year and a half, mostly color, and I haven't done black and whites yet, but I've had some pretty good luck with the color shots. And I love to park my car in Harvard Yard.